The Torah should be the Inishmas from Geshem and Rivari Leib. This week, Parshas Nosai, the longest Parsha in the Torah. And we may say, well, it's not really that long. So many of the it's not as long as you make it out, because so many of the Pesukim are repeated again and again. So let's see what the Torah says about that, what Chazal tell us about that. But before going to that, I'd like to share with you an amazing piece of Chasam Sofer at the beginning of our Parsha. Chasam Sofer points out that at the end of last week's Parsha, when we begin the counting of the Bnei Levi from age 30 to 50, we'd counted them already during Parshas Bamidbar, ages from a month and up, and then we made another counting of ages 30 to 50, because now we were talking about those people who are going to have to be involved in the transporting of the Mishkan and its Kelim, which would need a lot of koyach, and a child from 1 month old is not relevant for that type of work. Therefore, we counted them from 30 to 50, from which the Mishnah in Avos Rashi tells us, learned that ben shloshim lekoyach, and that shloshim to chamishim are the years of supreme koyach. So when it lists them out at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, and it says who they are, so the Torah tells us like this, just by Shvi, at the beginning of Perek Dalet, by Daber Hashem Amayshel Ve'el Aaron Lemar, Nasoyas Rosh B'nei Kahos Mitoch B'nei Levi L'mishpachoson Aveis Avoisom. Count the B'nei Kahos, Mitoch B'nei Levi, Nasoyas Rosh, lift up their heads, L'mishpachoson Aveis Avoisom. Miben Shlosh Shoshana V'mala, etc. That's the B'nei Kahos. So again, Nasoyas Rosh B'nei Kahos, Mitoch B'nei Levi, L'mishpachoson Aveis Avoisom. Then there's a break, and it comes to our parasha, and it says, Nosoi esroish b'nei gershoin gam heim leveis avayson amishpachoson. As if to say that they weren't counted initially, but also count them. Gam heim, count as well, and when you count them, it should be leveis avayson lemishpachoson. When you're counting kahos, you're counting them lemishpachoson leveis avayson, according to their families, according to the houses of their fathers. When you're coming to B'nai Gershon and you're counting them Gam Heim, you don't count them Lemishbachosom to their families, Lemishbachosom, according to the house of their fathers. Rather, you count them Lemishbachosom to the house of their fathers, Lemishbachosom. That is inverted. And then, in our parasha, we carry on from B'nai Gershon to B'nai Merari, and there it doesn't say Gam, it says B'nai Merari. It doesn't say Nosoy Es Roish, it just says B'nai Merari. And it doesn't say, and there it says Lemishbachosom, Lemishbachosom, Tifkoy Doisom. But it doesn't mention a Nosa Es Rosh. So Chasam Sofer has here, in essence, two kashas. Firstly, we bring B'nai Kahos at the end of last week's parasha on their own, and when we talk about them Lemish V'chosom, Leveis Avosom. In our parasha, we then bring B'nai Gershon, and we say it should be Gam Heim, but we change it around. We say Leveis Avosom, Lemish V'chosom. First kasha. And secondly, or perhaps two parts, Gam Heim, and then changing around from being first Lemish B'chosom Leveis Avosom to being Leveis Avosom Lemish B'chosom. Thirdly, asked the Chasam Sofer, when it comes to B'nai Merari, we don't mention anything about Nosei Es Rosh, like we did by Kahos, and like we did by Gershon. We just say, B'nai Merari, Lemish B'chosom Leveis Avosom. Says the Chasam Sofer, that he's already written in another place, as a Remez, that the three sons of Levi speak about Murumazim Kol Asher Ira Li Yisrael. The three sons of Levi have within them a remez to everything that's going to happen to Kal Yisrael throughout history. Three main tkufas, as he puts it, in history. Kahos is the zman of Keheles Yisrael, the praise of Kal Yisrael, Ba'artzom, in their land, or Mikdoshom, Ba'ashem Imoim, Ba'hainu Kahos, that's Kahos, Kehila, Velo Yikas Amim, where we talk about Kal Yisrael in their prime. That's Kahos. We counted them in last week's parasha. Kahos had a son called Amram. Amram is like Berumei Shel Olam. It's referring to Kal Yisrael in their prime. Yitzhar, he had another son called Yitzhar, which is a lashon of Tzoyah, of shine. Kal Yisrael were in their prime. Kal Yisrael were shining. Chevroin was another son. Chavrusa, the Kudsh Brichu. And Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uziel was another son. The strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems to be Kahos and his children depict and refer to the times where Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael, Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, supreme and pristine and shining, and Dovuk in Dveikus to the Shekhinah HaKadosh. Gershon is the Lashon of Gerush, the time when Klal Yisrael were driven out of Eretz Yisrael. The second Tkufa, they were Golu me'al shulchan aviyev, as he puts it. And because of the averus that we had done, instead of a korban, how do we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The tachlif. Instead of becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a korban, we have shomim lachachomim shebeneim. We listen to our chachomim. That is in place of, as the pasuk he says, b'chol mokay muktur u'mugash lishmi u'mincha tohera, and Chazal say, elu tamid chachomim shebabavel sha'oiskim batera ki'ilu ikrivu kol hakarbonos. And that's b'nei gershon. B'nei gershon livni, meaning the libun of their averus, livni, the libun of their averus, the purification of their averus, like we say, b'har alavonin, is shimi, al yedei, listening to the tamid chachomim. So this is the middle stage. Klal Yisrael have been driven out of Eretz Yisrael, but still have Talmidei Chachamim of such high stature that by listening to them we get kapara for our averus. And on that we say, Nosoi b'nei kahos lemishpachosom leveis avosom sheyamshich roish nishmosom leveis avosom harishonim ve'avos ha'olam. That there's a hemshich to roish nishmosom leveis avosom. When we talk about kahos in last week's parasha, we mention them as lemishbechaisam, leveis avosam. The roish of the neshama is leveis avosam on rishonim ve'avos ha'olam, and we talk about that as when it comes to bnei gerushin, avavishem megurashim megolos mikol makim. Even though there's a mechitza shel barzel that he says is mafsik b'neim, but we say v'nosa gam heim leveis avosam. Count them also leveis avosam, as we know that the pasuk in Hazinu tells us. Who are the Avicha, the Nevi'im, or the Gedolei Yisrael? And that's referring to in the times of Gershon, we go there and we talk about Levi Savoisom, Lemishvachosom. Initially, it's Lemishvachosom, Levi Savoisom. They draw down through their Mishvachos to the Beis Avosom, to their Talmid Chachamim, but really comes from the Dveikos of everyone from the Mishvacha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here it goes the other way around. It's Levi Savoisom, we need to go through our Gedolim and our tzaddikim. But who are Merari? Says the Chasam Sofer, Merari is doiro shel shmad rachman litzlan asher moraru chayem b'yisurim kashim. Our doiro, the doiro, the ikvus of the Mashiach, the last kufa of Klal Yisrael, who have been through, whether it's over the last 200-300 years, shemoraru chayem b'yisurim kashim. Ubonim, ubonov machli kol choyli mako, asher loik suva, sovlu. And that is the names. Machli, from Choyli, that's his sons, Machli, Umushi. The other one is Shemoshu Ma'alei Shal Torah, they've left the oil of Torah. And they're strewn across the chutzos, like, and left as prey to the birds of the heaven. However,
did you say Mushi? They left what?
They left the halls of Torah, they left the Bati Midrash. However, he says about them, we are told, Bnei Merari are on their own. They don't need their heads lifted up, because Chazal tell us, Dor shel Shmad ein beria yechol lamed mechitzasam. Those people who are in the Dor of Shmad, in the Dor where there's tzoros, in the Dor where they're trying to pull us away from Torah, in the Dor where Torah is not really being kept, they are the ones, when they're keeping Torah, no one comes into their mechitza. U'mayomer aleim, nosay reishon lebeis avosam, halei avosam tfeim lahem. So what should I say to them? Count them lebeis avosam. The obvious don't come anywhere near them. They are greater than the others. Because in the Dor of Shmad, and this is what Tzadikim have said, and this is what Chassam Sofer is telling us, there were times that there was Kahos, there were Yikas Amim, they were Kehillah, they were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you know what? The world was conducive for that. They lived in times where Avodas Hashem was in a certain way much easier. The world lent itself to that. Okay, so we're not so Ezroish, Mishmachayson, Avizah. There came a time where we ran into Golos. We still had the Gedolei Olam. We still came into contact with Talmidei Chachamim of the stature of Tanoim and Amoraim. We were close to Amoraim. So then we had inspiration to the extent that they could even help us to get kapara for our bonus, like a carbon. So the world still had in it the energy and the aura of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then comes those Doris that are far, far away, Merari, where it's Mar, where there's so much that pulls us away from Avodas Hashem. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people who are still going to Torah in that time, no one comes in their mechitza. They don't need their heads lifted up. And how am I going to lift it up? In the same way, by telling them that I want you to do you nosay esroish, I'm going to lift you up to lemishpachos and lemishavosam, lift you up to them. No, you're greater than them. Because as Tzadikim today said, that when we learn a black Gemara today, when we learn a Pasuk Chumash today, and this is what they said 100 years ago, that someone learning Torah today outweighs a ton of learning Torah in his time. The pasuk that a Yid learns today in the world that we live in, and with the distance that we are from Har Sinai and from Kedusha, is worth more than what was happening in those days. We quoted a great story.
Even though we don't get to the same understanding.
Correct. But in the end of the day, it's not about the results, it's about the effort, it's about the input. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for. Then we quoted a story in the Gemara in Tanis, Daf Chof Tes. We mentioned how Reb Tzadok analyzed it in one way. In the last shtickle on Shavuos, Reb Tzadok brings that same story. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon had returned from months of learning by his Rebbe. Remember the story? Reb Elazar Reb Shimon was on his way back after having learned for Tzkuba by his Rebbe. And he was, picture for ourselves the scene. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon is returning from having learned at Tzkuba by his Rebbe. The Tanner, Reb Shimon Yechai's son. He's returning from having learned by his Rebbe. And he's being metayel. He's taking a little walk on the side of a river in summer sun, in the tranquility, and very beautiful, the aromas of the grass and the fields, and the calmness of the serenity of the water next to him. V'nizdam ein lo adam echad. Picked up, a person is prepared there for him. Normally we say he met someone. V'nizdam ein lo adam echad. And the person sees him and he says to him, Shalom alecha Rebbe Yomayi. And Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon doesn't respond. He doesn't give Shalom back. Like the Megillah, you meant Megillah Shurus. Rather, what does he say? Reka ato, you empty person. Kama mechua ato, ugly you are. Maybe everyone in your city is as ugly as you are. So the person turns around and responds and says, any idea? I don't know. Abalech le'uman, go to the craftsman that made me and tell him how ugly the keli is that he made. And Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon chapped what was being said to him. And he asked him for Megillah. And he said, but I ask you, I beg of you. He said to him, I'll be mostly on one condition. You go to my creator, my craftsman, and tell him how ugly the keli is that you made. Okay, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon realizes he's not getting any mechila from him. So he carries on to his hometown, and somehow this man knows exactly where Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is going, to the extent that he walks ahead of him to the town that he's going. And when they arrive at the town, all the townspeople are exiting, coming out, and they're singing, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mairi, Mairi. It's like a song to greet him. And the ugly man asked him, who are you calling Rebbe? So he said, Lazesh, Matayel Acherecha, to the one who's walking behind him. He said, him, Shelo Yirbu Kamaisa B'Yisrael, there shouldn't be more like him. They said, why are you saying that? So he told them the whole story. So they said, oh, but please, be Moichel him, he's a God of our Torah. He said, okay, I'll be Moichel him on one condition. Shelo Yargil Esatzma Bekaf. He shouldn't get used to doing it. Miyad Nichnas Rebelozo. Rabbi Elazar went inside, meaning he went into the Beit HaMedrash with Dorash. La'olam yehi adam kal kakone va'al yehi kosher ke'erez. A person should always be rach kakone, should be soft and pliable and bendable, like a kone, like a reed. Va'al yehi kosher ke'erez, and shouldn't be stubborn and hard like an erez. What was going on over here? Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon was talking to someone like that. The Tana Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon spoke to a person, Nebuch, he was ugly, so he called him an empty person and ugly. Nishna there, he starts telling maybe everyone else in your town is ugly. Yeah, what's going on? Rashi and Tosfos both say, what does he mean? Nizdam lo adam echad. A man was prepared there for him. It didn't mean lo pogash. He didn't just meet him. Lo pogash. Nizdam. He was already prepared there. So Tosfos and Rashi going on this as well from Meseches Derech Eretz. It was none other than Eliyahu Novi in the disguise of an adam mechur. So Reb Tzadok, what does he mean an adam mechur? A man who was sullied from avirus. Embedded and entrenched in Averis. And that's why he said to him, you're giving him Techocha, Reikato, you're empty from mitzvahs, become a Kuato, and how entrenched you are in Averis. He was giving him Techocha. So Reb Tzadok, okay. So you tell him he's giving Techocha, so what's the response of this man then? Go back to the cross and I mean, Bechira is your choice. Would you go to Rebbeinu Shimon, didn't make him be another Mechor? So Reb Tzadok, what he was telling him is, go back to the Rebbeinu Shalom, who made me. And do you know how I have been made? And do you know what qualities I have? And do you know what nishonis I am? And do you know what life's experiences I have been through? And do you know what ritzonis I have? And do you know what yitzhar hara I have? Don't judge me on your way. Says Reb Tzadok, when Reb Yosef said, Ilav hayom kam Yosef ikam ashuka, and Reb Yosef, when he said at the end of his life, sorry, when Reb Yuda Hanasi was nifta, and people said, Baklo anova, said Reb Yosef, no, the ikah ano, I'm still around, I'm in anov. What he meant to say was, I wasn't kind of bragging, I'm an honor. What he was saying is, kefi the koichos that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me, and the height of the neshama that I was given, I've come nowhere near fulfilling the same tafkid that I'm fulfilling my tafkid. And there's other people in the world who don't have that which I have, are far superior to me, because they've already come much closer to fulfilling their tafkid. And Ilavayom, if not for this day, come a Yosef Ikam Ashukah, there would be loads of Yosefs in the Shuk, but they're not loads of Yosefs, because they've all got Anishmas Alekim of varying degrees, but they've almost reached their tafkid, and I maybe haven't. And he says, Reb Tzadi, this is where you see, and this is what Eliyahu HaNavi was telling Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, don't judge another Yid until you know everything that he has gone through, what neshama he has, which dargah of neshama he has, which nisyonis he's been given, and we in our dor cannot write ourselves off, because we're so far away from Muhammad Har Sinai, we're so far away from the dor deor. And therefore we're less accomplished than they are. We have neshamas that are further from them. But do you know what? Because we are so far away, it's so much easier to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he says, that's Merari. We're not going to count Merari in the same way. We're not going to have to be Nosayas Rosh, Le Mitzvachosam, Le Beis HaWosam. Show them how they can be aspiring to. No, they're greater than them. Because every little thing that we do in our Torah is far more than what they did in their Torah. Time is short, so I'm going to jump around a little bit. There's a fantastic, amazing piece of Mayim Beis HaShoeva from Shimon Shvava this week's Haftarah. It could be I've said it before, it doesn't matter. I'll say it again, and I don't apologize for saying it again, and will say it again next year as well, probably. There's an amazing piece. The Haftarah is the Haftarah of Shimshon HaGibor. The onset, the beginning of Shimshon HaGibor is before he's born. And Manoach and his wife. Well, first his wife gets to see this, the Malach, and the Malach tells her that she's going to have a child, she's going to bring him up as a Nazir, and they don't know what to do and what the halachas are meant to be, so they ask the Malach to come back again. And the Malach comes back, she tells her husband about it, and they what she's not allowed to do. But yet, Manoach and Hashem, Hashem, be Adonai. Isha Elokim, Asher Sholachto, Yovon No Oid, Eleinu, V'yorinu Ma Nase La Na'ar HaYulod. You should come back and let us know what we need to do for the Na'ar HaYulod. The Malach told his wife. Rashi says, what did the Malach say? The Malach says to her, Hino Chor V'yolad Et Bein, V'ato, Al Tishti Yayin V'sheichov, Al Toichi Kol Tumo, Ki Nezir Elokim Yiyanam In Abetan Adyay Moisri. And look in the Torah, and you see what's prescribed for a Nozim. Now, come back, because we need to know Ma Nase La Na'ar HaYulod. And the Eibishter listens, and the Malach comes back. And she races off, and she calls Manoach, and Manoach comes, and he says to him, Ato yovei dvorecha, ma yeh mishpat hanar u'ma'aseu? What's he meant to do? So, v'yom Malach Hashem u'Manoach, mikoyla asher amarti elo isha tishomen. Whatever I told your wife earlier on, and the last time I appeared to her, that's what you should keep. Mikoyla asher yitzim ikefan ayayin lo yisoycha, v'yayin v'sheycha al teish, v'chol tumar al teycha, and then they have a little more discussion, and then he goes away. Asks Rav Shimon Shvab, what exactly was he missing? Which details was he missing that he was now filled in with? More or less told pretty much the same thing. How a nozer is, can't drink wine, can't eat yayin, can't drink yayin v'sheichor, which is what he was told before, can't get in touch with any tumor. What was he told before that he didn't hear? What was he told now that he didn't hear before? Says Rav Shimon Shvab an amazing thing. He says Manoach's question wasn't obviously, what is he needs to be a nozer? What he needs to be a nozer? Manoach's question wasn't, you didn't give us details. You gave great details. She said, whilst you're expecting him, don't do anything that a nozer won't do. Because he's going to be a Nazir, and in the Torah, you know what a Nazir has to do. What was Manoach's question? He says, when the Malach came back, Manoach's question was, Ma Nase? What should we do? Ma Nase La Na'ar HaYulod. What are we meant to do for this Na'ar that's going to be born? He said, I don't understand. How am I meant to bring up a child to be a nozer when I'm not a nozer myself? How am I meant to do that? How do you expect me to be bringing up a child with all these restrictions of Kedusha, perhaps, but with all these restrictions when I don't keep them myself? So what are we meant to do? Manase, what are we meant to do? La Na'ar HaYulod. for the son that's going to be born. He says to the Rebbeinu Shalom, please send this malach back so that we should know ma na'aseh, what we should do because of the now that's going to be born. So he sends the malach back. And Manoach then says to the malach, ma yeh mishpah na'o ma'aseh, va yeh malach Hashem Manoach, mikoyla she'omauti el ha'isha, everything that I told the woman, tisha me'er, you Manoach keep, you be a nozer as well. Mikoyla she'itim igefer ayayim lo soichal, you don't drink wine. V'yayim v'sheich al teish, you don't drink any intoxicating wine derivative. V'chol tuma al toichal, and anything that's tomato, you don't eat. Koyla she'tzivi siho tishmo, you keep exactly that same thing. And in his beautiful words, he says, she'ein be'ef shorus lehadrich habonim b'derech acheres mima she'dorichim ha'ovus. You can't expect them, do as I say doesn't work if it's not do as I do. Ki habonim mischanchim mima she'roim etzel oireim. I still remember today, till today, clearly a kid being slapped by his father in shul for talking. And the father continued to talk to his friend. And it happened more than once until the child turned around to the father and said, when will I be able to talk? How old do I need to be able to talk in shul? To the credit of the father, that was the last time I ever saw him talking in shul. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work unless it's that way. It only works where there's a seed, and you see that example. That's what Manoach meant. How do you expect us to be able to bring up a nozer if we're not going to be doing it ourselves? Towards the end of the parasha, we've got the parasha of the Nesi'im. So we remember, Nasi Echad Layoim, and then we do Bayim Marisha, Bayim Ashi, Bayim Ashlishi. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, Tzorich ani lo idia la oisan sha'irim b'merutza divrei ha-Torah mikoyach sheshogu b'fiem. Is I want to warn people who race through divrei Torah just because... I'll try and slow down.
Who's it?
People, sorry? The Shlach HaKadosh. Tzorich ani lo idia, I've got a la oisan sha'irim b'merutza divrei Torah mikoyach sheshogu b'fiem. Just because it's fluent in their mouths, so they race through it. Kugoin, Yud Beis Parshiyos, and Yud Beis Nesi'im, like the 12 Parshiyos of the 12 Nesi'im. Me'achas she'advarim kfulim u'mechupolin, koirin achakach v'mehirus, aveiro gedoilo hi biyodom, ki kol ois v'ois, every single letter in Torah, tluyin boy, revovei, revoveis, oilomois ruchniois, which we have no concept about, we have no understanding about, but they're there. And it's not for nothing that these things were repeated again and again and again. Reb Leibel Eger, he's got wrote a sefer called Teiras Emes. And at the end, towards the end, he's got a shtickel on Tu B'Av. And in the shtickel on Tu B'Av, he brings a little shtickel from his Zayda, where he explains what Chazal say, Osi Dakodesh Baruch Hu La'aseis Mochei La'Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle for the tzaddikim. V'hu yoshev b'neihem b'gan Eden. The Rebbeinu Shem is going to sit in the middle of that circle. Kav Yochel, the Shechina will be in the middle of that circle b'gan Eden. V'kol echod v'echod mare be'etzboi. And everyone in that circle will point with their finger and say, Zeh Hashem kivinu lo. This is the Rebbeinu Shem that we've been waiting for. He says, every tzaddik who's been waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in that circle. He says, you know, a circle, every point on that circle is equidistant from the center. But everyone's looking at it from a different angle. And it could be that the tzaddik on the other side is looking at it from a completely different angle to the way that I'm looking at it. And the way that the other tzaddik is looking, totally different angle, the opposite direction. But they're all facing the center. Because everyone with their tchunas hanefesh and their koichas hanefesh finds their way to the shechina. He said, you know, and therefore they say that, what was going on over here? Within the Nesi'im. Yes, it was Nesano ben Tzua and Nesi Yisachar who advised them to bring it in the way they bring it, and that's why he was able to be the second Nasi. And he told them also, after they'd all come to the decision of what they were going to bring as a Korban, that no one should add on and it should all be the same, like the Chofetz Chaim goes to great length to explain to us the beauty of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu had so much Nachas Ruach from Klal Yisrael, because Nesano ben Tzua said to them, now that we've decided to bring a korban, and it's come out that every one of us has decided to bring exactly the same unique korban, let's make sure that we stay at that, and no one tries to outdo anyone else. Because one-upmanship is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the whole of Klal Yisrael collaborating together through their Nesi'im, that brought the most tremendous nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we have to be mishtalot to, as much as we can, to be ahuvim zel ozeh, says the Chofetz Chaim. But what was a Nasi? A Nasi was a representative of a Shevet. Every Shevet had a different tchuna. Like we know, every Shevet was nimshal to a different type of chaya. Every Shevet had a different way of avodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of the Rishonim say every Shevet had a different nusach in tefillah. Because tefillah is avodat halev, and the lev of that Shevet connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its way. So when the Nasi was deciding on bringing his korban a Chanukah to Mizbeach, what was he doing? He was saying, let's look at the Sherish on the Shom of our Shevet. Let's look at the Tchunas of our Shevet. Let's look at the Nefashas of our Shevet. And then through that, decide what we're going to bring for the Shekhinah. And amazingly, they all came up with exactly the same carbon. From different angles, from different vantage points. But Rabbi Kiviger says, that's the beauty of Avodas Hashem. It doesn't have to be the same. It's not going to be the same. It's going to be from different angles, from different vantage points. But everyone will be on that circle, and from their angle, they'll be able to say, Zeh Hashem, that's it, that's the Shekhinah. All from different angles. And all with 100%, being 100% equidistant from that Shekhinah. No one's nearer, and no one's further. We're all at exactly the same place. That was the beauty. In fact, I saw that this Nes is almost as great as the Nes of when the tzaddikim were put together, or maybe even as great as this, when the tzaddikim were all put together by Talmai HaMelech and told they had a certain amount of time to translate Torah. And they had the Siyata Dishmaya, they all came up with the same shtiklach, which needed to be edited, in exactly the same way, and they were all secluded from one another. The nace that out, and this was a nace as well, it's an amazing nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes, that every single one of them comes up with exactly the same kavana.
So they were all advised to bring the same korban.
No, they were all advised not to add on to that carbon. Now that we've decided what we're going to bring, so no one should add more. So make sure that it stays the same.
So what did they decide themselves?
What the carbon should be. And then they came together and they said, right, we're all bringing a carbon for the Chanukah. So, yeah, what are you bringing? Oh, that's funny, because that's exactly what I'm bringing. Oh, that was exactly what I decided. That's exactly what I decided to bring. All from different cheshbonos for how they got there, says the Shlach HaKadosh. But they got there in the end, because it was all to get to the exact point, the same point of Shekhinah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from them. The Bali Tosus in our parasha actually asks, the Das Hilim Bali Tosus, on that pasuk of the son of Ben Tzur, it says, "Vayiyah makir vayim rishon es karbonin achshim en aminadov." And then it says he's the first one, yeah, the first one of all the Nasim. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayihi hamakri vayom arishon. This is the first one to bring the carbon the first day. It's carbonoi. Nachshavin amidah v'mati Yehuda. The carbonoi and his carbon. What do you mean and his carbon? Carbonoi. Bishnoi, the next one, the second one, you can say, and his carbon was the same as the first. But when you talk about the first person to bring the carbon, what's and his carbon? Fregin the Valley of Tosus. Vav Yisera. Why is there an extra Vav? What's the carbono? Says the Valley of Tosus. You know why? Shaloi Yagis Dato, Shaloi Yagis Dato, he shouldn't become haughty. Al Shizokha Lahakri Vrishan. That he was the first one to bring it. The Kaksi Vukarbonai Dimashma, Shishakir Shakodme. Just have in mind someone else came before you. The Vob Mosiv Alini Rishan. Ulakach Nami Lohuzkarboy Nasi Kamoibahir. And that's why also it doesn't mention the Nasi, like it mentions by the others. It doesn't mention the word Nasi. By all the others, it says, over here it just says, Nachshon Amidov Amidov Mati Yehuda. Doesn't give him a title. So that he shouldn't be Megis Data, he shouldn't think that, oh, I'm so choshev. Now, what does putting an extra Vav really help? I mean, Nachshon knew he was the first. So we're telling him, we're writing in the Torah, when you bring your carbon, the carbono. And we're not going to write Nasi. In the end of the day, he knew he was the first one. So Reuven Karenstein, Zeichet Zad Lerach, has a brilliant insight. He says the Torah actually here is telling us how we were going to tell Nachshon Ben Aminadov and Eitzah how not to become a Baal Gaiva in a situation where he very easily could have. where Gaiva could have crept in, and we say to him, you want to know how not to? So gather all your powers of Machshava, and when you're bringing first, consider yourself as if you're not first. Try and figure out a way about how you're just not first. In fact, you know how you're going to do it. Moshe Rabbeinu had a dilemma. Says Rashi from the Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu had a dilemma. Who should actually bring the carbon first? On the one hand, maybe it should be Kaseida Toldos in a chronological order of how they were born. First Shevet, Reuben, then Shimon, then Levi. The other tzad was, maybe it should be Kedera Chanayoson, the way they're camping around the Mishkan. In the end of the day, it's for the Hakamas HaMishkan. Chanukah HaMizbeach. Maybe it should be in that way. The Rebbeinu Shem told him, bring it to Kedera Chanayoson. Nachshem. Just remember, you're not really first. You're only first because Kedera Chanayoson. Oh, it's not in you. You're not a Nossi. You're not going to give you the title Nossi. V'karbonei. Think about it in that way. And that was the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but yet was known for his unbelievable anivus. He was once in a shul together with the Nesivus. And they called Rabbi Akiva Eiger for Shlishi, and he fainted. The whole tournament in the shul, the Nesivus ran over. And he whispered into Rabbi Akiva Eiger's ear, I want you to know, it's not because you're more choshev than me that you got the aliyah. It's just that your town, Posen, is bigger than the town of Lissa, where I come from. So else your town, which is bigger, they've given you the aliyah first. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger came back to himself. So now tell me, Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't know who he was. Of course Rabbi Akiva Eiger knew who he was. Oh, but anything which had a shmek of gaiva, they looked for ways to be able to push it out. They needed a way of being able to how can I get rid of that gaiva? How can I push it out from myself? When Rabbi Akiva Eiger once came to Varsha, it said there were thousands of people who came to greet him. And he turned to the Gabba, the person that was with him, and he said, do I have a bigger hunchback than everyone else? They all want to come and look at it. He was a little hunched. Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't know they were coming out to Mekabalim. Of course he knew that. Oh, he was trying to work and his tachbulis in his mind. It's not to do with me. It's not to do with me. It's not about me. That's how one dispels gaiva from being able to take a hold. I was thinking, oh, maybe it is about me, but no, I've got to work on my gaiva. No, just work on ways that it doesn't. It's not even tevis mocking. He says the stipler used to have people coming to the Simchas Beis Shiva, Leatherman Beis Hamedrash, was in his home. And people would come, and the stipler would sit there with his head down. He didn't want to look up. But he knew exactly who came in. You know, I knew exactly who came in, because once there was a person who came in second time, and without looking up, the stipler said, you've already beat. And I thought it was because he was wearing colourful shoes that no one else was wearing. The stipler knew. But he still said to one of his Talmidim, I think the reason why people, one of his nephews, why people come here, is I must have the biggest sukkah in the area. Now, the stipler didn't know they were coming to him because he was the stipler, because he wrote Kiddush Yaakov. Rather than he knew that. Oh, but I don't want to allow that machshava to even have an entry into my mind. So I'm going to do whatever I can to push guys out. Rather a person loves hearing compliments about oneself. But if that's going to engender gaiva, if that's going to bring gaiva, is the worst thing that a person can want to have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates gaiva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a person does whatever he can to get rid of that gaiva. Early on in the parasha, the parasha of the Nozim, the famous story in the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Tes Amud Beis, where Shimon HaTzadik said, "Pa'amachas ba'adam echad Nozim min haDorim." The Nozim came from the Dorim, and I saw that he was Yefei Einayim, v'toyvroyu k'tzoysov u'kvutzoysov seduros lo taltalim, and his hair was beautifully plaited in plaits. And he came as a nozir to have that all removed. And I said to him, "Bani Maro Isol Ahashis as Saorcha Zeh Anoel." So he said, "I was a shepherd for my father, and I went down once to fill water from the Mayon, and I looked at my reflection. Upochaz Olay Yitzio Biku Ishle Tordeni Min Oilam." Oh, Martilo, and I said to him, "Rosha Lama Atom Misgoe Boilam Sheina Belcha. Why are you trying to be a Baal Gaiva? Why are you trying to be Balgaiva in a world that's not yours? Shata Osibi, you're going to be removed with Teleo." And he made the nay that he's going to take it all off Lashomain. What was he worried about? He was worried about this, a Tervas Hashem called Valiv. So he saw that, and he saw what they was going to do to him. So he brings here a beautiful from the Chomes Habavitz. He says, well, how does a person... What are we meant to be working towards? Where are we meant to be reaching? So the Chovas HaVavos brings a story of two chassidim. One of them, two pious people, asked his friend, "Ha'im kvar nishtaveso?" Kloimar, "Ha'im kvar higato le madrigo shebo hashemach va'agnai shovim benashva?" You reached a level where praise and ridicule either don't touch you or touch you the same way. Neither of them have really an effect on you. Have you reached that stage? So he said no. So again, adayin lo yigat ala malas ma'anov. You've not reached humility. Humility is where praise means nothing, because anivus is that it's not me, and ridicule also means nothing, because obviously I'm meant to deserve it, and it doesn't touch me in the same way. The Shlach Kodesh says on that Gemara we said before that Rabbi Yosef said when Mishemes Rebbe, the Gemara in Soita and Daf Mem Tes, Mishemes Rebbe, and they said Bat Anah, but Rabbi Yosef said no, don't say that to Ika Anah. So what did they mean? So Rabbi Yosef came along, he wanted to teach Klal Yisrael, he used this Chovos Havavos, he wanted to teach Klal Yisrael, he wanted to say to them, do you know what, and even when I say the Ikar Anah, I've reached this stage where praise and ridicule make no difference to me. And therefore I can say the Ikar Anah and it means nothing. And I want Klal Yisrael to know that's what you're meant to read, that's Anava. And that's why he came along and he said the Ikar Anah. Gaiva is a ridiculous thing. There's a famous story he brings here, a well-known story that they say about Tsar Nikolai. Used to disguise himself as a commoner and disappear into amongst people. And he would go to different countries and hear the culture. And one time he was sitting there and he got friendly with a few chevre in Germany. And he went from one tavern to another and then he started to play chess with them. And one time during the chess game he thinks to himself, if they knew who they were playing, if they knew who their opponent was in this chess game, do you know how choshev they'd feel? I mean, it's the almighty, powerful Tsar Nikolai. The only reason I can't tell them is because if I would tell them, I'd be killed by the Germans. Yeah, it's a powerful, you know. And his gaiva took him to that he was even able to tell people about that afterwards. That's how ridiculous a gaiva can get a person to be in that way. Rabbi Neves Yechitzal Ibracha, famously, someone went into him and said he's got a big problem. That his wife told him she can't, he's not allowed, he wants to buy himself a brand new car. It's a fancy car. She said, no, it's going to shtechel the ogun of other people. You can't do it. So Rabbi said to him, tell me, do you know one Masechta in Shas, like cold, beginning to end? Do you know that? And he said, no. So he said, maybe like a parak of Shas. No, parak Mishnayos, but like cold, that you know that. Put back the palm. So he said, no, not really. So he said, it's fine. You buy whatever car you want. Don't worry. No one's going to be jealous of you. But in Kovar de la Torah. I'll just end off with an amazing story that I heard one of Shlomo Zalman Ovar, an honor Shabbat Novin, Pashtun, God Lador, once walked into Shia and Kol Torah to his Bochrim, and they were shocked. Instead of opening his Gemara, he pulls out of his rekel a newspaper cutting. And he starts to read out to them. He says, there's a newspaper cutting from today that says that last night there was a prize giving in this hall, in Ulam, whatever, in Yerushalayim, attended by so many thousands of people, and prizes were given for this and this. And Gedolei Rabbonim v'Roshi Yeshiva u'Beroshom Moran Agon u'Shlomo Zalman Orbach Shlita was Mishtatef. When he walked in, they all stood up and they sang Yom Ha'im Melech Tosef, and he said his words, gave out his prize. When he left, they all stood and danced there until he went. This was like so, this was just so out of character. I was. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman says to him, no, Bochrim, is that covered? That's covered? That's covered? That's not covered. So, I'll tell you what happened. He said, actually, I was in that taxi on the way home. I arrived back at the foot of my apartment in Shari Chesed, and I see them motioning from the window of my dira, and I need to come up in a rush. So, I get up as quickly as I can. I come inside, and they say, Rav Moshe Feinstein's on the phone for you. So, I go on the phone. So, Rav Moshe says, Rav Shlomo Zalman, I have a very complicated shayla. I'm handling it at the moment. I'd like to discuss it with you and hear your chavos da'as. He says, and then we sat there for a good period of time discussing the tzadim, hearing Rav Moshe, hearing how I learned the Gemara, how he learned the Gemara, how I learned the halacha, how he learned the halacha, discussing it together. That's kavod. Ve'in kavod el Torah. That's what a person aspires to. That the gadol ad the posek ador calls up, let's talk about a shayla together. That's kavod. Said to his brother, and the rest of it is all. That's what, then he saw covered, he saw gaiva, and he saw what it could do to him. Ubikish la toradeni min olam, and means that I'm going to look at myself and I'm going to say praise and ridicule are not on the same level. I'm going to give it all hashemayim. I'm going to cut it off and be maktish all hashemayim. That's what this the nozish bedorim wanted. And therefore, if we go back to what we saw from Manoach and from the Malach and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message to him according to Rav Shimon Shrav, Zichtzal Lebracha. That is what we really need to instill in our children, in our Doiris, and in ourselves, the middle of Anova. Because it's only if they see Anova that they want to replicate it and they'll want to do it themselves. If they see Gaiva by us, they're not going to want to be Anovim. But we've got to be Anovim. Well, what do we have already? One saving thing that we do have is that we've got a tremendous chutz. We're the Merari. We're in that door where we're so far away. We are so far away. But in the end of the day, we're far away. So we have what to be misguided with. The only thing we have what to be misguided with is more Torah and more mitzvahs. The more closer we get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's value. That's taka what we are. And it's taka worth more. But only as much as we do it. Not as much as we do it. There's nothing to be a balgaib about that. The only thing to do about that is to get closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata dishmaya, that we should be able to be mekayim more mitzvahs, be mekayim more Torah, and that taka, we should see the value of what we're doing, and that it should bring about the geula shleima b'mehira v'yameinu. Amen. Thank you for coming, and I thank you for listening.